Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Shin Lamed Daled. We are up to Sif Chof Vov. The bottom line on page Kuf Ayin Ches, we're about to turn on to page 356. The Mechaber says in Sif Chof Vov, Yochel Lomar Bifnei Eino Yehudi, you're allowed to say in front of a goy, Kol HaMechaber Eino Mafsid. Anyone who extinguishes the fire will not lose out. Af im eino mezuman kan, even if the guy is not prepared over here, yachol lekroso sheyavo, you can call him to come over. Af al pi shevada yichabe kesheyavo, even though you know for sure he's going to extinguish the fire when he comes. V'chein kol kayotze bazeh, and so to any similar case, behezek haba pitom, any kind of damage that comes suddenly. Kegon im nisro a'a chovesh shayayim. For example, a barrel of wine is breaking. Se yochel likro eino yehudi. You're allowed to call a guy over. Af al pi shevada yisakneno kesheyavo. Even though you know when he comes over, he's going to fix the barrel so the wine should not get lost, you're still allowed to call him over. We'll see details of that shortly in the Mishnah Berurah. First, the Ramah. V'chol hadinim haniskarim bidinei hadleika hanimili b'yameihem. All these dinim that we've been discussing in this siman, lagabe fires that break out, that's all talking about the olden days. Avol, bizman hazeh she'anu shuriyim bein einam yehudim, but nowadays that we live amongst the goyim, v'chashash sakonas lefashos, and therefore it's always going to be a chashash of sakonas lefashos, kosvu harishonim v'achronim zal, shemutter lechabos dleika b'shabes mishum d'yesh bo sakonas lefashos. Say the rishonim and the achronim that nowadays, that we live amongst the goyim, you're allowed to extinguish a fire on Shabbos because it's sakonas nefashos, and we'll see why that is in the Mishnah Berurah shortly. The hazoris hareza meshubach, one who is zealous, he is praised. Umikom akom akol fi ha'inyan, but every case has to be donned up on its own. Tim hayu betuchim vaday shelo yelem sakana badavar asel chabos. If you know that in this circumstance it's not going to be sakonas tefashos, then you're not allowed to extinguish it. Aval b'chashash sakona safik. But if there's any concern of a sakona at all, even if it's only a safik, mutter lechabos afilu hadleka b'beisur shel nehudi, you're allowed to extinguish the fire even if the fire is in the house of a goy. V'chein nohagim. And says the Ramah, so too is the minog. V'dafka l'chabos hadleika d'avei melocha she'ena tzricha l'gufa. This is all talking about putting out a fire, whereas we've discussed many times, it's a melocha she'ena tzricha l'gufa, because you don't want the coals, you just want the fire away. V'yesh sakonim lo yechabim, like we just mentioned, it's going to be a sakon if you don't extinguish it, that's what's mutter. Aval osur l'chalo shabbos kidei lahatzil mamon. But in general, you are not allowed to be mechalo shabbos to save money. Vim avar v'chilil, and if you did the wrong thing and you were machal Shabbos to save money, tzorech lehisanos arbo im yon sheni v'chamishi. You have to fast for 40 days, Mondays and Thursdays, till you get to 40. V'lo yishte yayin v'lo yichal basar. We'll see the Mishnah Berurah after the fast at night. You are not allowed to eat meat and you're not allowed to drink wine. V'yitein b'mekom chatos yud ches pshitim l'tzdaka. And in the place of bringing a karbon chatos, you give 18 pshitim to tzdaka. V'im yirtza liftos ha-tainis. And if you want to redeem the tainis, yitein b'ad kol yom shnei masar pshitim l'tzdaka. For each day of tainis that you want to redeem, you can give 12 pshitim to tzdaka. V'ayim b'tur yaredeya mehochos nida simin kuf pehei. So now let's begin the Mishnah Berurah back in the bottom of page Kuf Ayin Ches. We're beginning with the Mishnah Berurah in Sukkotan Samech Zayin. We start off and we said, you're allowed to say, in front of Goyim, Kol HaMechabe Einu Mafsid. Anyone who extinguishes the fire will not lose. Says the Chavos Chaim, Kevon She'eino Omer Lo Kabei. Since Lamaisa, you're not telling the Goy to extinguish the fire. You're just saying, whoever extinguishes the fire will not lose. V'ayim B'yaradeya, Simon Reish Chof Aleph Sivches, Demash Mesham, Delomar Beloshon Noichach, to say in a language that's directed towards the Goy, like this, Im Techabel Otafsid, if you extinguish, you will not lose, Gam Kain Eino Rashai, that is not allowed, Dezeu Gam Kain Kaomer Lo Kabei, that's the same thing as telling it to extinguish the fire. If you say, if you extinguish it, you will not lose, that's not okay. Ela beloshon kola mechabe, de la alma kamer. It has to be a general statement. Anyone who extinguishes the fire will not lose out. You're not speaking to them directly, you're speaking to the world at large. The Shulte Giborim leans to the more makel side, the Lagabi Adleika. You can say it a little more directly. You can say, Im Techabel Otasid, if you extinguish it, you will not lose out. The Ayin Mashik Asadnu Le'el Besimin Shinzai and Sivyotes. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vaitis Akotan Samuches. You could say in front of the guy, Afilu huschiru hamaskilu lizman. Even if the guy is your worker that's hired for a certain amount of time, aval osur lomar leino yehudi lachabos l'kulyama. But according to everyone, you're not allowed to tell a guy to put out the fire. Why not? Normally we say to tell a guy to do something, it's going to be a shvus to shvus. If it's a melacha shein tzir l'gufa, so it's a drabonon, telling a guy is drabonon, a shuas the shuas of mokom hesed should be mutter. So Zakta Mishabura, but to tell the guy to put out the fire, according to everyone, is aser. Dekevon sha'odom bohul almamono. Since a person is very concerned about his money that's getting ruined, chayshinon de'isharis lei, we're concerned that if you allow the Jew to tell the guy to extinguish it, osi lechabuyehu ba'atzmo. Since he's so worried about his house that's about to burn down, once we give him even a little bit that he can tell a guy to put out the fire, he might come to put out the fire himself. In those 66, Shlomo Zalman Auerbach points out, that's only the owner of the house himself. He's the one who's bohul, but the next door neighbor, or someone from across the street who's not bohul, would be allowed to tell a guy to put out the fire. Since he's not bohul, that would be a shvus to shvus, but Malcolm Hef said that would be permissible. Zulas b'kisei ha-kodesh mutter lomar le'eno yehudi l'chabos v'pnei b'zoyon kisei ha-kodesh. The only exception, like we saw earlier in the siman, is when it comes to kisei ha-kodesh, svarim, so then you are allowed to tell the guy to extinguish the fire because of the disgrace to the svarim. The canal besif yudches l'inyan hatzola derech rishus harabim, like we saw earlier in sif yudches l'gabe saving it to a rishus harabim. Then the Mishnah Berurah says, meis usvarim, and there's an aleph there. It says v'yesh sipuk, but the aleph all in the bottom left. Nusach acher besefer chasidim ve'ein sipuk. It makes more sense ve'ein sipuk. There's a dead body, and there are svarim in a house where there's a fire, the ain sipuk lahatzil shneim. You can't say both. You can't save the mace and the svarim. Zakhtim is Shabura from the Sefer Chasidim, mace kodem. Then it's preferred that you save the mace over the svarim. Bariu masukan. You have a healthy person that you can save from the fire, or you have a person who is deathly ill that you can save from the fire. Bari kodem. You save the healthy person before you save the very sick person. Says the Mishaburas of Kodan Samachtes, you can say, kol ha-mechabe inu masid. You can make an announcement. Anyone who extinguishes the fire will not lose. V'hitiru lo marze. The reason why they matter this is mishum demitoch sha'odam bol amamono. The same idea, since a person is very bol on his mamon, ilo sharisle afilu b'lashon zef. We don't allow him to do something, at least to say such an announcement. Osi lechabuye ba'atzmu. He's going to come to extinguish himself. We say he can't do anything. He's going to put out the fire. So we give him a little thing he can say. He can't tell a guy to do it because he'll also put out the fire. He could just make this announcement. Whoever puts it out will not lose. V'chein le'inyan shar hezek osi l'sakim ba'atzmo. So too, when it comes to any other damage that's happening, he's going to come to fix it himself if he's not allowed to make an announcement. Avol le'inyan shar kol melachos shel Shabbos. But when it comes to other melachos of Shabbos where there's no big hefsid going on, osir lomar kol ha'usem melachos u'ein ma'aseh. You can't just go around making announcements. Anyone who turns on my lights, you know, will not lose. Can't do that. You can't do that in order that the goyim should hear and they should come help you. Sevkatan ayin. So the mechaber said not only the fire but even other damages that happen suddenly. The Beis Yosef says it's lav dafka that something damaging happens suddenly. That's just a normal way. That's the classic example. Why? If you knew about the damage, you knew about the hesek that was coming from before Shabbos, hayu misakna kodem, normal case. If you knew something was happening before Shabbos, you would fix it before Shabbos. But therefore, the Mechaber uses an example, says the Beis Yosef, of something that happened suddenly. Avahu adinim no dalo, but the same thing would be true if you knew about it before Shabbos. V'nishtahe at Shabbos, and you delayed for whatever reason until Shabbos, gam kei mutter lomar b'loshon zeh. This lashon is still mutter. The Mechaber is using the case that it suddenly happened, because that's the classic case. But who adin, if you could have saved it before Shabbos, and for whatever reason you didn't, you could still make the same announcement on Shabbos to try to save your stuff. Achachronim la'atiko es dvarav. The Achronim do not bring down this, they say, safe. Umashma de lo pshita lu davar zeh. The Mashmos is that the Achronim do not agree with the Beis Yosef that it's so poshut that even if you could have done it before Shabbos, you could still make the announcement on Shabbos. It's Mashmos, the Achronim don't agree with the Beis Yosef. Sivkotun Ayin Aleph, Yochel Likro Eino Yehudi. We said you can call a guy. Beis Yosef B'Shem Maria Buav Muchach Duhu Adin the Mutter Lomer Loke Sheyovo. So the Beis Yosef says B'Shem the Maria Abuhav, that the same thing is true, that you can say to him when he comes, Kol ha-misakin u-masid. You can not only call for the goy to come, when your barrel's breaking, you're about to lose wine, you can call him over, and then you can make the announcement in front of him, even though it looks very shady, it looks like you're making mashaliyah, still that's mutter. All you did was you called him over, and now you made it a general announcement. Whoever saves my wine will not lose. That's mutter. Sivkot and ayin beis. Now we get to the interesting psak of the Ramah. The Ramah said all these dinim and all these limitations of a fire is all in the olden days. But nowadays that we live amongst the goyim, so it's a chshas hakanas lefashos. The Rishonim and Achronim say a Jew is allowed to put out a fire on Shabbos because it is sakanas lefashos. Why? Zokta mishabura, shekesh hadleika misgaberes. If a fire gets big and strengthens, os heim chotven v'sholom, the goyim way to come and start looting and grabbing things in the fire. Ukeshaoda mamir atzmo amamod, if a person stands up against the goy to save his money, yavo laharogo, so the goy is going to kill him. So therefore, nowadays, we live amongst the goyim, zokta mishabura, that's why it's a kanas lefashos, and that's why you're allowed to put up a fire. Because the Jew might fight back against the looters and they'll kill him. In note 71, they point out from the Chazon Ish, that nowadays in Eretz Yisrael, where most places that the Jews live are just Jews, there are no goyim there. Ve'ein chshas akona machmas nochrim sheyov levazos, livzos, and there's no chshash of goyim coming to loot. There's Jewish neighborhoods. The Chazon Ish writes shemikomoko mutter l'chabos. You're still allowed to put fires out nowadays. Shekevan shekosav haramah shenohagim lahatir. Since the Ramah wrote at the end, the minhag is to be mekel and to put out the fire. Shayach hadover b'chol mokum muzman. So the Chazon Ish, we follow the Ramah in all places and all times. So even if the svara doesn't necessarily apply, the whole reasoning of the Ramah is that if you're amongst the goyim and you don't put out the fire and the goyim come to loot and the Jew fights back, the Jew's going to get killed. Sakanas nefashos. If it's a Jewish neighborhood and there's no goyim around looting, that svar doesn't apply. But zat haChazon Ish, you could still put out the fire. Others argue, but that's what the Chazon Ish says. Continues the Mishabura Vaitis of Katan Ayin Gimel. So we said, but really each case has to be donned up on its own. We said, if you're pretty sure, you're batuach, not pretty sure. Your batuachim vada, he says, that it will not be a sakana. You can't put out the fire. Aval bichshas sakana safek mutter l'chabos, even if the fire is in the goy's house. That's what the Ramah said. Says the Mishabura, sivkot na'in gimel, umize yotza a heter l'chabos adleka b'chol mokom. From here came out the heter to extinguish fires in all places. Kevon de'efsher and lo yechabenu. Since it could be, if you don't put out the fire, al yechzar miyo shom ba'ir zakin u'chola she'en yochel evroach v'tova adleka alov. It could be another svara, besides the goyim, it could be there's an old person or a sick person that's not able to run away from the fire, and if the fire spreads, that person can be sakana, and therefore you can put out the fire. V'ayim b'mashik asadnu l'elbis of katan dalad. Look what we said earlier on in the simin, it's a katan dalad. Sivkatan ayin dalad, mutter l'chabos, you're allowed to extinguish. Umitzvah lohodia zos berabim. The mutter l'chabos, it's a mitzvah to publicize this, that you are allowed to extinguish the fire. Sivkatan ayin hei dahave malacha. Again, we said in the Mechaber that this is dafka to put out a fire, which the malacha shena tzrich l'gufa. And it's a sakana. So says the Mishabura, Beyer davar ze la'el b'reish ayin ches of Mishabura sevkotan gimel. This was explained earlier in reish ayin ches. Ayin vav, she'ena tzirich l'gufa. It's a malach ne'en tzirich l'gufa, pirish. Ve'ika l'man da'amar eno chayv aleho. There is a man da'amar that says, well, it's a machlokes, but there are many shittas hold that a malach ne'en tzirich l'gufa is not a chiyuv d'araisa. U'kid l'kamei v'sif chav zayin, like we'll see later, Mirtz Hashem next year in sif chav zayin. U'be'emes l'inyan kibui b'chdi noka. Really, when it comes to putting out a fire, it was mentioned for no real reason, this idea that it's a melocha shenis l'gufa. You don't really need to come on to that. Da'afilu ihavi kibui melocha tzrich l'gufa. Even if putting out a fire would theoretically be a melocha tzrich l'gufa, gam kein mutter, it's still allowed to put it out. Kevon dekosav shi'esh sakonim lo yechabe. Once we say this is a sakona, if you don't put it out, it really doesn't matter if it's a melocha shenis l'gufa or a melocha tzrich l'gufa. Elenakte mishum seifa. The reason the Rambam mentioned the idea of putting out a fire is because it's a melacha shein esul gufa. That's because of the sefer la'ashmina tadishdosh. The le'inyan atzolas mamom, that when it comes to saving money, osur lechalal Shabbos afilu b'melacha shein esul gufa. You're not allowed to save money on Shabbos even by doing a chilul Shabbos of a melacha shein esul gufa. Da afilu be'isa derabbanan osur lechalal Shabbos b'shvil atzolas mamom. Because even to do an isa derabbanan is not allowed to save money on Shabbos. Ach. Imhu balchov, but if you are a debtor, you owe money to someone. V'safek sheyitfasu einam yehudim, and you're afraid the goyim are going to grab you and it could be a sakana. So yesh letzadei bazeh. Then there's what to discuss that maybe you would be allowed to do it because that could lead to a sakana. Umashe kosef, that which the Rama writes v'im avar v'chilal tzarich. The Rama then went on, like we discussed shortly in the Mishnah Berurah, that if you mechal Shabbos, you have to fast for 40 days. Hainu bedvarim acherim, that's talking about other things, not putting out a fire. Aval bekibui ain't tzarach tshuva. One who puts out a fire on Shabbos does not need to do tshuva. Shalo yimonu melechabo. So we don't want people holding back from putting out fires. It's sakana. You should put out fires on Shabbos. So when we talk about in the Rama that one who's mechal Shabbos, he has to fast, as we'll discuss now, it's not talking about a person who is mechal Shabbos and putting out a fire. There it does not apply. Sivkoton ayin zayin tzorich lisanos. So the Rama said, if you are over in Avera and you are mechal Shabbos, you must fast for 40 days, Monday and Thursday. Says the Mishnah Berurah Ayin Zayin, Tzorech Lisanos Afilu Batchumen Derabbanan. Even if the Chilul Shabbos you did was an Isser Tchumen, which is only Derabbanan, V'chein Al Tiltul Ner Dolo Kedei Lahatzel Mamon. Even if all you did was you moved a candle that was lit in order to save money, that's enough of a Chilul Shabbos because it can lead it to going closer to the flame, the oil, and move it further away. That also, Mitzadid Gamkein V'Sever Dogo Mavava, Shetzorech Lisanos. On such a minor Chilul Shabbos, also there you have to fast 40 fast days. Ach sheniru l'hokel b'zeh b'taynes shloshi yomim b'hab. However, says the Dagmar Vava, in that case it appears that you can be lenient and you can fast just 3 days, Monday, Thursday, Monday. V'ulai gam b'tchumen and possibly also by tchumen, shehichmir l'esanos arboim yom, where they will machmir to fast for 40 days, mari shalohoya kolkach mora v'hefserav. It has to be that if you're really fasting 40 days, that it was it wasn't such a great loss and wasn't such a great fear, and you really shouldn't have been mechal Shabbos. That's when you need 40 days. But if it was mamish chshas of a loss of money, so then it would be downgraded also possibly to just Monday, Thursday, Monday, 3 days. Sivkatan ayin ches arboim yomi fast for 40 days. V'yochol lidachosam l'me'achoref. If a person was mechal Shabbos, where the takana is the fast of 40 days, you can push it off from the summer to the winter where the days are shorter. This whole din of fasting 40 days is whether you were mechal Shabbos by an Issa D'Oraisa or an Issa D'Rabbanan. Umari keshavar b'shogig. We're also talking about a case where he was mechal Shabbos b'shogig. V'afilu keshavar b'mezid. Even if he was doing it b'mezid, haya machma shechofar guma lahat min mos ibnei ha'nosim v'kayote b'zeh. It's talking about a case where he was mamish afraid, so he dug a hole to hide his money because of the robbers that were coming to steal from him. So there was a reasonable ground to be mechal Shabbos. That's when it's only a takana of 40 days. Aval ha'over b'shat nefesh. But a person who just mechal Shabbos tam, lemalos tavoso, to satisfy his desire, tzorech kapara yoser v'yoser. He needs much more kapara than 40 days of fasting. Ki uchayev skila o alko panim kares. A person who's really mechal Shabbos, he's chayev skila, there's asra, kares, there's no asra. V'lochein tzorech tshuva shlema. He needs a real tshuva, not just 40 days of fasting. Misha chilo Shabbos mishum pikuach nefesh ain't tzar l'kapara klal. One who is mechal Shabbos to save a life is not any kapara at all. Uman shenogu noshim, that which women are nohig, hamadlikos haner b'shul yoledes, that those women who lit a candle for a woman who gave birth b'Shabbos, on Shabbos l'hisanos achakach, they lit a candle for a woman who gave birth and they start fasting afterwards for kapara, who holelus asichlus, that's silliness, that's narishkeit. They did the right thing and therefore they shouldn't be fasting. That's called sakanas lefashos. They save someone's life. They don't need kapara for that. Sivkotin ayintes v'lo yochal basa. We said they shouldn't eat meat. If you're fasting, you're obviously not eating meat. Zakta mishavura hainu b'laylo shachar atainis. It means the night after the fast, you shouldn't eat meat. You shouldn't drink wine. You also should give, we said, Yud Ches Pshitim to Tzedakah. in the place of a Korban Chatos, who kecheshbon chav zayin mos, that's the same, it's equal to 27 mos, v'hula era chamisha zehuvim, and that's approximately 5 zehuvim. Ki kol pishit hu gadol v'chetzi polnish, because every poshit is a gadol and a half from Poland, v'chol gadol hu mo'a. V'tam l'shir zeh, where are we getting these numbers from, of how much your tzaka has to be? Shekosu ha-poskim hu b'pnei shezeh hoya pocho shebakvasim o shebeizim b'osa ha'is. At that time, the price of the cheapest animal to bring for your korban was that amount. So that's why they put that amount of tzaka, because you really chayv achatas if you did it b'shogeg, and therefore you give the amount of tzaka, which is the value of the cheapest animal you could have brought for achatas. That's why you have to give that amount of tzaka. Sharek is shaya based on mikdash kaim, because if there was a mikdash around, hayachayov lahavi chatos me'elu haminim im osa malacha daraisa. If you did a malacha daraisa b'shogeg, we chayav chatos, you have to bring one of these animals, and therefore, now that we don't have based on mikdash, we replace it with the value of those animals. V'lo yehei chote niska, we don't want a sinner in the times where there's no Beis HaMikdash to be gaining more than a sinner in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, so you have to lose the same amount of money you would have lost by buying a chatas if there was a Beis HaMikdash. V'yizar shelo yomar shenosein zavur chatas. When you give this tzedakah, you have to make sure not to say that you're giving it for a chatas, because then you're actually being makdish the money. Rak sheyomar, you should just say, shebimekom chatas nosin zel tzedakah. Rather, you should say, in place of the chatas, I'm giving this money to tzedakah. Don't say, I'm giving this for a chatas. That's being makdish the money. We don't want that. V'kosu asvarim, shemeanochon sheyomar parshas chatas. A person who is mechal Shabbos also. And if there will be a Beis HaMikdash, he will be chayav chatas. Not only should he give the tzedakah, the equal value of the chatas, he also should say over the parsha of the chatas. And he should understand what's involved in the bringing of the carbon. Ukfar amru chazal, because chazal already tell us, kol ha'usek b'torah chatas ki'ilu hikrev chatas, one who learns the Torah of the chatas is ki'ilu he brought the carbon. So not only should he get tzedaka the value of the carbon, he should also learn the parsha of the carbon chatas. And finally, sevkotem pe'al of shneimasar pshitim, the last point we said is that if you want to redeem a tainus of the 40, you have to give 12 pshitim for each day to tzedakah. Shehu chai mo'os, that's 18 mo'os. V'zeu shira pachos im efshalo, that is the lowest amount that's possible to be given. V'ho osher yitin yosef, but if a person is more wealthy, he should give more. Hakolafi osho, each person according to his wealth. Sharei tama pidyon, after all, the whole reason the pidyon is, sheshokul tsar hamamon kineget tsar atainis. You're supposed to fast. So we want the pain of giving up your money to tzedakah to be equal to your pain of fasting. But if a person's wealthy and a person is poor, and they're both going to give the same $20, it's a different pain for each person. Therefore, a more wealthy person has to give more, so he should feel the same pain as the poor person with less amount of money, which would both be equal to the pain of fasting for the avera that was done. We will stop here and continue next time, Mitzvah Shem, with Siv Chav Zayin.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.